In this video, we're going to talk about people before search engines, or in Google's terms, people first content. So what is people first content? Google defines it as the primary goal of your content should be to help people and not rank on search engines. There are many different ways that Google can determine whether or not your content is specifically designed to help people and not specifically designed to rank on search engines. Talking about trust and authoritativeness and expertise, these things all play together to create content that is not easily reproducible. So what Google considers, according to their own guidelines, is they consider who created the content and whether or not that person is an industry expert or they have certain credentials that gives them the ability to be an authority on a topic, or they have done extensive research or have done other things in the past that give them the expertise, knowledge, and authority to produce content on this topic. Next, they consider the how. And the how content was created comes down to whether or not the content was created using AI tools, whether it was crafted by hand, whether it was crafted using experiences from the person that created the content, and whether or not the information in the content was easily reproduced or if it was basically scraped from other pieces of content on the internet. In regards to how content was created, the more difficult the content is to reproduce, then the more valuable the content is. And then lastly, the why the content was created. Google is looking to help people. They're looking to provide value for people, because if Google doesn't provide value for people, then people will not trust Google and people will not use Google. Google is looking to rank content that is specifically written to help people with a certain topic and not looking to rank content that's only designed to show up in search engines using tactics. So the specific guideline that Google uses to determine the trustworthiness and authoritativeness of writing is their EEAT framework. It used to be just EAT framework, but they added an extra E. The first E stands for experience, and they're looking for firsthand experience of the creator. They're not looking for people that are writing from a third-person perspective, writing an expert review of someone else's firsthand experience. They're looking for people that are actually doing the work, and they're actually doing the research, and they're producing their findings or their information from their own experience. The next E stands for expertise. Google is looking for people that have actual expertise on a topic, whether they have credentials or they work for a certain type of company, or other types of people vouch for their authoritativeness or their expertise, then this will increase the value of the content because it adds trustworthiness. The A stands for authoritativeness. The authoritativeness of your content comes down to the level of experience, the level of expertise, and the level of credentials of the author. If the author of a piece of content is simply a content writer and they're not actually a researcher in their field, or they're someone that doesn't manage other people, or they're someone that doesn't have firsthand experience and they're just producing content, then that's going to be a red flag to Google that it's low value content. Whereas if the person that's creating the content has actual authoritativeness, then that's going to increase the value of the content and increase the trustworthiness of the content. And the last letter, T, stands for trustworthiness. And this is the extent to which the page is accurate, honest, safe, reliable, and trustworthy. And the way that Google is able to determine these things is not based on their own values and their own knowledge of a topic. They're able to get the truth, or at least what they perceive as the truth, based on other pieces of content on the internet and what's already produced and what is available. And so if your content aligns with the currently accepted way of doing things and it adds specific value in a way that other pieces of content don't, and it's accurate and it's honest and it's safe and reliable, then it will be trustworthy. Google considers the person that wrote the content. They consider how the content was created, and they consider why the content was created, so that they can make sure that the content is trustworthy to their searchers. Because if you remember, the trustworthiness is valuable to Google, because if their content that they push is not trustworthy, then people will not trust Google and people will not use Google. So Google has a lot of questions on their website that help you determine whether or not your content is valuable and trustworthy. They have these listed on the Google Search Webmaster website, and I'm not going to read all of these questions, but these questions here on this slide allow you to determine content quality. So this is a little bit of an insight into how Google determines whether or not content is high quality or low quality? So does the content provide original information, reporting, research, or analysis? Does the main heading or page title provide a descriptive, helpful summary of the content? Would you expect to see this content in or referenced by a printed magazine, encyclopedia, or book? Does the content provide substantial value when compared to other pages in search results? These are questions coming from Google and are essentially in their algorithms to determine whether or not a piece of content is high value or low value. Next is expertise questions. And so this comes down to who is producing the content and do they have expertise? Does the content present information in a way that makes you want to trust it, such as clear sourcing, evidence of the expertise involved, background about the author or the site that publishes it, such as through links to an author page or a site's about page? Is the content written by an expert or enthusiast who demonstrably knows the topic? Does the content have any easily verified factual errors? So yeah, this is a way that Google can determine whether or not the author has expertise to be able to write this piece of content. Next, they have questions to determine the production and how the content is created. These are the user experience signals that Google is looking for to demonstrate trustworthiness. So they're looking for content that doesn't have any spelling or stylistic issues. They're looking for well-produced content, not just hastily written pieces of content. They're looking for content that was made with care and not just pumped out by mass media. They're looking for pages that don't have excessive advertising and a good user experience. Lastly, they're looking for content that is easily displayed on mobile devices, because more than 60% of all Google searches are performed on mobile devices. So they definitely want websites to be able to appear well on mobile devices. Like I mentioned in the beginning of this video, expert content is hard to reproduce, and Google knows this. So if the content that you're writing is basically just a synthesis of what is already on the internet, and Google knows that you didn't really do any work to produce that piece of content, your content should be unique through your unique ability to produce something that other people cannot create. And I wouldn't say that you need to go so far out of your way to reinvent the wheel and create new things that have never been seen before. But ultimately, you should put some effort into your content, or at least have the expertise to be able to put effort into your content to be able to produce something that is more valuable than what already exists on Google. And that is what is going to demonstrate to Google that this content is valuable, that it's written by an authoritative source, and it's going to build trust with Google, and that is going to help you show up higher in the rankings.